Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies with temperatures warm enough to enjoy outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, a pleasant breeze accompanies sunny conditions, while Tel Aviv basks in similar warmth. Haifa is sunny as well, and in Eilut, temperatures remain high under a bright sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports just in that Hezbollah finds itself in a precarious position. Negotiations between Israel and Lebanon have stalled over Hezbollah's disarmament. Also from Walla, the Minister of National Security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, said earlier this hour that he voted against the Peace Council. He attributes responsibility to Prime Minister Netanyahu. Also this hour, Ynet covers a podcast incident that turned physical in Los Angeles today. Israeli Arab activist Yosef Haddad engaged in a confrontation with pro-Palestinian guests. Separately, Israel Hayom shares findings from new research from a short time ago. It claims excessive protein consumption might reduce lifespan, especially for those with a sedentary lifestyle. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports just in on a conversation between Hunter Biden and Tucker Carlson. They bonded over mutual criticism of Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, reporting a short time ago, highlights that the Israeli embassy in Austria seeks public help. Two Israeli citizens are missing in Vienna since Friday, and authorities urge anyone with information to contact them. Yashar Ali, a prominent journalist, posted just minutes ago. He reports that a Syrian court sentenced Bashar al-Assad to death in absentia, along with his brother and cousin, for crimes against humanity. I24 News English shared news earlier today. Arab-Israeli influencer Yosef Haddad filed a police report following a physical confrontation during a podcast in Los Angeles. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah, Maariv reports that the negotiations have hit a major roadblock. Israel demands Hezbollah's disarmament, a key condition for peace. The impasse raises regional tensions with potential implications for peace efforts in the area. Turning to the Peace Council issue, Walla details how Minister Ben-Gvir criticized the initiative's 15-point document aimed at disarming Hamas. He emphasized that Prime Minister Netanyahu holds the ultimate responsibility. This stance could impact internal political dynamics within Israel's government. Meanwhile, the podcast altercation. Ynet provides context, noting that Yosef Haddad was one of the few pro-Israel voices present. The physical confrontation underscores the heated nature of such debates abroad. It highlights the challenges faced by Israeli advocates in international forums. On health news, Israel Hayom reviews new research on protein consumption. Excessive intake could be detrimental for those less active, says the study. This might influence dietary recommendations and public health policies in Israel. And finally, the Jerusalem Post's coverage of the Biden-Carlson exchange. Their discussion reflects ongoing U.S. political debates on Israel. Such dialogues can affect American public opinion and, in turn, diplomatic relations with Israel. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Elbit Systems has exceeded analyst expectations. The defense company's backlog has reached a new peak of $32 billion, with 73% of orders from outside Israel. Separately, Maariv Business highlights how European sustainability regulations are influencing Israeli consumers. These changes affect everything from kitchen appliances to electricity bills, signaling a shift toward greener habits. And finally, from Walla Business, the Galilee Conference 2026 has commenced. Discussions focus on security challenges in northern Israel and strategies to enhance civil resilience. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.